Hey everybody, Chris Farrell, Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch at CPAC. And we're having a great time here talking to all kinds of folks, interviewing people and making the rounds. I have the great pleasure now to introduce to you my good friend, Miklos Zanto. Miklos is the Director General of the Center for Fundamental Rights in Budapest, Hungary. And Miklos is honored, I guess, or privileged, or has spent enough time and money to be the host of the European franchise of CPAC. He is the sponsor, organizer, and grand emperor of CPAC.
Thank you, Chris. Thank
of CPAC
Chris.
Hungary.
You're too generous.
So CPAC Hungary is going to be the end of April, right?
Exactly.
April 25th and 26th in Budapest. For those people who don't know, what is the Center for Fundamental Rights? What are you doing in Budapest, Hungary?
First of all, thank you very much for having me.
Sure.
And just to assure the viewers and our friends, Center for Fundamental Rights, despite its name, it's not a Soros-financed NGO.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like a creepy Soros thing, but it's not. Very definitely
not. It's a camouflage.
Not. Exactly.
The Center for Fundamental Rights, it's Hungary's largest conservative legal think tank. We do deal with constitutional and law-related issues as well.
Right.
But in the past few years, we broadened the scope of our activities. So we do opinion polling, conferences, political analyses, book publishing, talent management, etc. So it's a classic. I wouldn't dare to say that we are like the Heritage Foundation, because we are not that big. And we do not have that old history. The center was established by me and by my friends 10 years ago. But
that's what you're aiming for.
Yeah, we're a think tank and a do tank as well.
Yeah.
And for example, as a do tank, we organize CPAC Hungary regularly. This year will be the third time.
Yep.
In Budapest. In the last couple of years, it gathered thousands of conservatives from all around the world. Last year we did have 2,500 attendees altogether and more than 400 international guests, leading politicians, party chairmen from Europe, and members of Congress and members of different parliaments from the US, from South America, from Israel, Japan, Australia. And the first CPAC in 2022, we laid down the core principles in which we believe. That's God, homeland, and family. Last year, in 2023, we declared the basic rule for our political movement. That is, united we stand. So we should act together, and we should organize the international coalition of national forces. We should organize globally the coalition of anti-globalist forces. And this year we would like to go to action, because we do have the European elections in Europe.
Right.
In June.
Yep.
So it will be some kind of kickoff campaign rally for the European right. And of course, we'll have a lot of American friends and guests and congressmen in Budapest, because we would like to fight shoulder to shoulder with you if it comes to the presidential elections in November.
It's an amazing thing that a relatively small landlocked country in the middle of Europe that has a very successful conservative government, there's prosperity, there's freedom, civil liberties are exercised, you're really a thriving environment, but you're kind of surrounded. I mean, there's a few bright spots here and there in Europe, but largely the European Union, they're kind of hard over leftist globalist types. That's got to be tension. I mean, there's got to be a lot of kind of rhetorically pushing and shoving between what Hungary stands for and what the rest of a lot of the EU stands for. Explain that dynamic. You've stepped up to boldly, proudly talk about conservatism. How is that received in the rest of Europe?
As a political analyst, I can say that the Hungarian experience from the past few years showed or revealed that the new fault line, political fault line,
yeah,
of the 21st century is not anymore between the left and the right, or the progressives and the conservatives, but it's between globalists and sovereigns. So there are the globalist, international, we usually say in Europe, federalist forces.
Right.
Forces that are trying to outsource decision-making from the local level, from the member state level, to the federal level or to the global level, to different international institutions like the EU, like the UN, like the WHO,
right,
etc.
Right.
And on the other hand, there are the sovereignists, the localist forces, for example, Prime Minister Orban, I think, for example, President Trump here in the US, and there are a few other ones in Europe as well.
A couple.
Let's say. Forces that do believe that the best decisions or the best decision-making is a decision-making closest to the people at the local level. And it's not needed to give more and more competences and more power to the federal government, to the so-called deep state, because you do have your own deep state here in the US.
And you have yours.
We have ours in Brussels. We developed that.
Yeah.
And Hungary is a leading force among or within the sovereignist camp. It's a lighthouse, as you say, for common sense people. I wouldn't use conservative. I would use common sense people, because this whole woke insanity and ideology, it's nonsense, and it goes against the creator nature and common sense, not only against conservatism.
So
and Hungary is the force doing this fight in Europe, in Central Europe, as a small country, but it's very well known because it's successful. So the Hungarian example showed the world and showed Europe, also it showed to Brussels as well, that it's possible to do it.
So a lot of our viewers will see and hear reporting in the mainstream media that says negative things about Prime Minister Orban. The standard kind of big media lie is Orban is authoritarian, he rules with an iron fist, that there's democratic backsliding. That's the narrative that most Americans at the very superficial level get. I think it's very important to take a pin and to pop that bubble, because, you know, the average person doesn't know a lot about Hungary, doesn't know a lot about European politics, doesn't understand. I think it's very important to just take a moment to talk about conservatism in Hungary and how President or Prime Minister Orban, how he's misrepresented, and what the real story is.
First of all, let me quote Ronald Reagan, who said that media is the enemy.
Correct.
Write that on the blackboard and never forget it.
Yeah.
So never believe corporate media, never believe big media, never believe their coverage about Hungary.
Right, because the media here says that the people at this conference are all violent extremists and
fascists.
Terrorists.
I know.
So, I mean, that's
business as usual.
We lied about all the time. So tell us about Prime Minister Orban.
But so if it comes to reality and real news coverage about Hungary, our story is, let's say, it has two sides, or two approaches, or two cornerstones. One is that I already told you that we go against the progressive globalist mainstream.
Right.
Whether it is about the different new competences invented by Brussels, whether it's about migration, whether we should allow tens of millions of illegal migrants to Europe or not,
right,
or we should protect the borders, whether it is about this gender ideology and this whole woke nonsense,
radical craziness,
together with cancel culture, social justice warriors, etc., The Hungarian right says, no, we will protect our families, the family, sorry, and we'll protect our children, and we do not allow to brainwash them with this rainbow type LGBTQ
ideology
plus thing.
Yep.
And while those are critical issues for Brussels, and those are critical issues for the, I mean, highly important issues for the Biden administration as well, they are trying to regularly interfere into domestic politics in Hungary. For example, the American left, the Democrats, Soros, provided millions, tens of millions of dollars for the Hungarian globalist left.
And that's illegal under your law.
Of course, it is illegal
in the United States. That's a game that's played all the time, but it's specifically illegal in Hungary for foreigners
to donate to parties
to financially be involved.
Yeah. So of course they try to undermine the positions of the Orbán government and even try to interfere directly to the campaign in 2022. So that's one part of the story. The other part of the story is that we also began to dismantle the inherited post-communist, liberal, progressive structures in Hungary. During the 40 years of communism, all of the different so-called social substructures, academics, universities, the media, the economy, in the hands of the communist state, and during and after the system change, they transformed their political capital into economic, social, media, etc. capital, and then they teamed up with the liberals, and the Hungarian democracy in the 90s looked like that in the media, in the universities, in the economy. 80% of the relevant positions were in the hands of the socialists and the liberals, and let's say 20% were in the hands of the conservatives. That's what they called democracy at that time. Now, in the past 14 years, Hungarian conservatives began to dismantle those structures, and the left calls it lack of rule of law, lack of democracy. But what is happening is that they are losing power. They're losing influence, and what we would like to reach is a balanced position. Like in the media, in the universities, right. We haven't reached that yet, but that's the goal. And that's why they are so shocked that they are losing the ability of absolute control in the public discourse.
At a very base level, the left can't stand that a conservative government is successful.
Yeah, and
I mean, it makes them crazy.
And the left can't stand that the conservative government can follow its own ideas, its own strategy. A conservative government which does not play by the liberals' rules, a conservative government and the conservative movement in Hungary, which doesn't bother with the different ideas or the wishful thinking of the progressive left. We do have our own political strategy, our own political tactics, our own ideas, our own values, and we do not care what the CNN or the New York Times write about us. Even if it's about geopolitical questions, because the third quite important situation that we do have if it comes to the different disputes between or conflicts between Budapest, Hungary, and Brussels, right, or the White House, of course, is the war because of Russian aggression in Ukraine. And together with Trump, President Trump, Hungarian conservative says that the endless flow of money going to Ukraine, millions of dollars and millions or billions of dollars, in a very untransparent way, that's not the way for the future. We should sit down, at least arrange some kind of a ceasefire and begin the peace negotiations. And this needs change in the mindset of the decision makers in Brussels and in the White House nowadays.
Right.
Because the mindset of this progressive leftist elite is so emotional, so crazy, so woke, so woke that they always see one way out from this conflict is to galvanize, to extend the war and beat Russia on the field,
and let's be frank, there's a hell of a lot of money involved in it.
Of course.
People making money. So, I mean, there's an ideological struggle. No one supports what Russia did. It's an abomination. But there are other people who are putting gasoline on the fire because they benefit financially.
You're totally right. Yes, of course, you're right. And that's reality. But, and I will be emotional here now. Hungarians are dying on the battlefields on a daily basis in Ukraine because there is a very large ethnic Hungarian group in Ukraine because of historical reasons. But if there are citizens, if there are people dying in this war on a daily basis, those are Hungarians, for example.
Yeah, many Americans are horrible at geography. They have no idea where these countries lay out.
Hungary
and Ukraine, they're your next-door neighbor. It's not a big border, but they're your next-door neighbor. And there's a substantial ethnic Hungarian minority in Ukraine. So they're Ukrainians by where they live now in the boundaries, but their lineage, their ethnicity, their traditions are Hungarian. So it's a very personal thing.
Yeah. But it's not only the Hungarian perspective that we promote peace. It would be in the interest of Europe, and it would be in the interest of the U.S. as well, because if we think geopolitically and geostrategically, the whole situation will lead, if it continues that way, into a new world order, in which we will be the ones who pushed Russia into the hands of China.
Correct.
And this will be a very dangerous situation.
Last question. Obviously, you're here among friends, and there's lots of people at CPAC to coordinate with and meet, and as you said before, kind of join forces, create new allies.
But you're my favorite.
Of course. But when this is all done, and you look forward to your own CPAC in April, at the end of April, what's your number one priority? What's your goal here at CPAC?
Here at CPAC, one of my priorities is to promote my own CPAC, and I'm very thankful to the ACU, to Matt and Mercy Schlepp that we together teamed up to do this. I mean the Hungarian version of CPAC. Here, I would like to promote CPAC Hungary, to tell people that it's worth to fly over the ocean, to come to Hungary to see and enjoy a country of common sense, socially conservative people, where there is no political correctness, that you can say anything on the streets, you can say anything in the universities, you can say anything on the stage without being harassed, without being afraid of a possible witch hunt. And of course, my goal is not only here, but in Europe, to invite more and more European, South American, and other conservatives to come to Hungary, because I really do believe that we do have a homework if it comes to international cooperation of conservatives. Progressives, it's in their blood to do this, really.
Yeah.
International. They are
the common turn.
They are the anywhere people.
Yeah.
We are the somewhere people.
Yeah.
But we should learn from the professionals, because as they attack our most cherished values, God, homeland, family, globally, the answer should be globally organized as well. And that's why I would like to see as many Americans and European friends in Budapest this April.
Well, let me tell you, Budapest and CPAC Hungary and the Center for Fundamental Rights, it's the hub of conservatism in Europe. And
true.
It's if you have any interest in international affairs and our European allies and friends and conservatism, you need to be in Budapest in April. It's the end of April, April 25th and 26th, I believe.
25th and 26th, yeah.
That's where you need to be. Miklos Santo,
thank you very
Director
much,
General of Center for Fundamental Rights, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you.